111 Places in Prague That You Shouldn't Miss is a remarkable guidebook mapping some of the city's most unusual corners and best-kept secrets. If you want to learn how to visit a hotel with just one room, the city's surviving Paternoster elevators, or a special bridge built by the communists, this is the guidebook for you. Jan Wellinger reports.
Maciej Czerny, co-author of 111 Places in Prague That You Shouldn't Miss, worked on this most unusual of guidebooks for some 3 years. He says he never expected it to be a hit, but it became a bestseller, quickly selling out. Only a handful of copies of that first printing remain on the shelves at present. However, the next printing is due for release just next week. The secret of the book's success? We'll put it this way. Where else could you learn about the world's only cafe where you can pay only by Bitcoin? The mysteries of the city's enormous Blanka Tunnel complex, and the best place to get a view of the historic Jewish cemetery for free. Co-author Maciej Czerny told me more.
That was actually one of the requisites. It mustn't be in a mainstream. It's actually not a book for the first time tourist who comes to Prague. Let's say if you have a week for exploring Prague, then I'd recommend to take a Lonely Planet and, you know, explore the city with Lonely Planet for 3 days or 4 days, and then have the rest with our book, then to explore the niches, the stuff that you might find interesting.
Niches like the only one-room hotel smack in the center of Prague, arguably with one of the best views of the city.
One room in the Žižkov Tower. Just for yourself. They call it a suite. Sort of a suite. It's very luxurious.
How many meters?
I don't know, like
it's big.
60 or something like that.
It's big enough.
Yeah. It's big enough. And you get a lovely view of of the Olshtyny Cemetery from there.
And Maciej Czerny jokes the book proved immensely popular for another reason entirely. Its purple cover, which, by the way, features a small image of artist David Czerny's famous take on Bohemia's patron saint, St. Wenceslas, riding an upside-down horse.
They decided the color of the book, which is bright purple, I don't know. Mm-hmm. And that's actually, I guess, that's actually the reason why it sells so well. It's not the contents.
It's the purple.
It's the purple.
People love purple.
All jest aside, 111 Places is a wonderful book to explore and use. There is an English edition due later in 2017, and you'll be able to hear much more about the book and how it was written with Maciej Czerny next Friday, February the 24th. Among other things, we will take the station's renovated Paternoster elevator, so join us then.
If the book doesn't lie, we won't be upside down in a while.
Level 6, it says Vistupte with a big exclamation mark. That means get out. Well, we're not going to get out. We're going around.
And the noise is quite scary as well.
Yeah. Okay. So we can actually see the chain. It's like a giant bicycle chain.
It's actually fun.